It's not college football Siberia. It's South Florida where there are players. Willie Taggart loaded up this program, did an excellent job turning it around. And, of course, Charlie Strong has gotten another chance to be a head coach shortly after being relieved of his duties at Texas. The new South Florida Bull head coach, Charlie Strong, joins us on CBS Sports Radio. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing well, Doug. How are you doing?
I'm not as good as you. Pleasure is completely mine. This has to have been difficult the past couple years because those of us who are paying attention understood the gut job you tried to do to really install some values at Texas. When it was ultimately over, did you think you were going to take a year away to kind of catch your breath and rethink things?
You know, Doug, I kind of sat there and I probably for about a week or so, and I just said to myself, "There's no way I can do this." And I just couldn't sit around and because every day I get up and I go run, and then the fun part of my day was watching Jerry Springer at 12 o'clock. So I said I got to do something with my I had many opportunities, and then when I spoke with Willie. And when I was aware that he was going to go to Oregon, I said, you know what, I know South Florida, I've been to Florida, it's like coming back home for me, and recruited at State for most of my coaching career. So I just knew that this was a great opportunity, and some really good players here. He's done a great job of laying a foundation, building something special, and I knew that it's a program that's truly on the rise.
Why does it fit you?
Well, because of my time that I spent in this state, I had four different stints up in Gainesville. And just from afar, I can remember when this program was first started with Jim Levitt.
Yep.
And going out, walking out to the trailer, across the dirt field to the trailer, and he was talking about then, this is where the football office is going to be. And I said, well, they better get to work on it because I still see where we are right now. But it just, I've just been this area here, I've known Earl Garcia. He's over at Hillsborough. I've known him forever. I've known Callahan down at Ormwood forever. I know Wayner down at Plant. There's just some of the coaches just in this area, even down at Lakeland, which is probably about 45 minutes away. Coach Castle has been there forever. So I just knowing the area and just knowing that you can get to wherever you need to get to. Being here, get to Miami. You can drive to Miami in 3 hours. So it's just a perfect fit, just being in the Tampa Bay area and just having recruited this area.
Okay, so and I would agree with you. It just felt too easy, right? The second the job came open and Willie left, like everybody's like, well, Charlie Strong's got to get that job, right? Okay, so then take me back 3 years ago. Texas is one of the jobs to which it's Texas. You can't turn it down. But was there a thought in your mind that maybe this isn't the right fit?
No, you know what happened. Even I was at Louisville, and you get a job like Texas, and the way I looked at that job, and you think about it, as a minority, we don't get many opportunities like that. And then the reasoning was, I knew that it was just it was bigger than me. It was a job there that was so much bigger than me. Where Charlie, you got to go take this job, and then if you're successful, I was just looking at just changing society, because what I was looking at more than anything, not only from the football aspect of on the field, off the field, but I was thinking about there's a young minority out there who someday want to be the CEO of IBM or just want to go be a big time, go run a hospital, go be the chief operating officer somewhere. And I felt like, Doug, with me having success at Texas, that's going to open the doors for a lot of minorities. Because I said, if they go back and they look at the job that I've done there, then it will happen. And I just hope that, with me not having success there would stop whomever that is from trying to go out and reach their dream. But I will say this to you, Doug. We can't be afraid to go back to the blackboard, even though we may get knocked down. You're standing there as a young child and you're that teacher, you're trying to go to the board. You can't be afraid. Just go over. I know we shook a lot while we were there, but hey, so just shake it off and get back up there.
If you were white, would you still have your job at Texas?
I don't think it's a racial issue, not at all. I really don't think it's a racial issue. Wins and losses, and when you're in the big time programs like that, it comes down to wins and losses. And I didn't. I just didn't win enough games. I put together a great team, and I will say this: that you know, with Tom taking over, he's going to inherit a really good football team. There's a number of starters coming back. There's a number of players that are in place. And he's just going to have a really, really good group of players. And I just want that for the players. You know, I want them to have to experience success. And, you know, we weren't able to do it while I was there. But, you know, it's going to be done.
Charlie Strong joining us, new head coach of South Florida. Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio. Your success at Louisville went hand-in-hand with Teddy Bridgewater. And I think everybody thought you'd turn it around this year when you had, you know, a dual quarterback system, but really you had a true freshman quarterback. To me, like, what led to Mac probably losing his gig was not having a quarterback. Like, is that maybe the football takeaway is, like, you got to figure out the quarterback first and then figure out everything else?
Well, that's so key now. And if you look at the teams, like, I mean, you look at Clemson with Watson at quarterback. You look at Louisville with Jackson at quarterback. You look at Urban Wood, who he has at quarterback. So the quarterback position is so critical. You look at the freshman that's starting in Alabama who plays well, but he has enough around him. Even at Washington. So when you think about that position, it is critical. And you got to have your player who can manage the game, a player that you know, gives you a chance in the very end to go win the football game. We saw, you know, we had a true freshman, and then you had Tyrone, who's had been in the program for a while. But, you know, it takes its toll, and you just got to have, that's the position where you got to build it around. You got to always be good up front with your offensive and defensive line because they control the line of scrimmage. But that signal caller is very important.
The only thing about the AAC, which has produced some really good football teams and some very good football coaches, is almost no one stays around, right? I mean, last year Memphis loses their coach. This year, you know, Temple, South Florida, Houston, all lose their coach. I'm wondering, and look, I'm like, look, you just got the job. You can't think about the next job.
Yeah, you're trying to run me out here.
No, but. I guess there's the biggest question would be, would what happened at Texas, would that make you more prone to stay put because it's somewhere that you can succeed, but you also fit? I'm just, you talked about going back to the blackboard. Does it, though, make you hesitant to take another big-time job if you're, in fact, successful because it wasn't as good a fit?
Well, you know what, anytime you take a job, you got to go into that job and put everything into it. And you don't ever look at it, hey, I'm just coming here to use this as a stepping stone to move on. That's what you cannot do. And when you at a place like this, and I said this when I took this job, you have so much here, and we haven't even scratched the surface. I mean, you look at Willie this year winning 10 games, and everybody has always said if we would ever awaken that sleeping giant there, it's no telling how good South Florida can be just because of your resources around you. You look at the recruiting, and it all starts with recruiting. Just you're in an area where you can go get recruits and they can get here quickly. But you always look to build, and it's not so much that you try to run out. You just want to go make it the best place you possibly can make it.
All right, last thing, Charlie. I know you got to go. You're doing a bunch of these things, and we really appreciate it. Charlie Strong joining us on the Doug Gottlieb Show, CBS Sports Radio. You mentioned Jim Leavitt. I'm old enough to remember not just when they built it from scratch, but they also reached as high as number two in the country, and then it kind of fell apart. It's had these wild, like, peaks and then valleys. How do you not only build to win, but to maintain and be consistent at a place like South Florida?
You know what, it's consistency, but also it goes back to how can you handle winning. And you look at this year, it's 10, they have a chance to go get number 11. So the big challenge next season is going to be, can they handle winning? And do you go back and say, oh, well, last season, this is what we do. We don't need to work as hard. But you got to constantly build. You got to constantly work. And guys got to make sure that you don't take a step backwards. And you're right. It's kind of been like a roller coaster. It's been up and down, up and down. But you got to build consistency, and you got to get players to just continue to work to be better and work to be really good, and then to continue to move the program forward.
Charlie, we're glad you got another opportunity, and we can't wait to see your football team on the field. In the meantime, get back to work, and thanks for joining us on CBS Sports Radio.
Already, I really appreciate it, Doug. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Charlie Strong, who loves coaching those bovine, right? From the Longhorns now to the Bulls.